Father Tony Curry, you've been involved in the preparation of this theme for Christian Unity Week. The love of Christ compels us, on the theme of reconciliation and crossing barriers, drawn up by the Christian churches in Germany. Tell us more about it.
They were invited to prepare these texts because obviously we're in the year commemorating the Reformation. It was the turn of the Faith and Order Commission of the World Council of Churches to select who would be preparing the texts. Very obviously, they chose Germany as the place where the Reformation has its origin. And we have been working in this Pontifical Council with our Lutheran colleagues about how that anniversary would be marked, and that it would be a commemoration, not a celebration of, because obviously it also marks the painful splitting of the Christian family in a major way. So we don't want to celebrate that. That's always a result of something going wrong, of something being sinful. But that we mark it, and we mark the fruits of that time that have come down to us, and particularly a focus on Christ is the sense. So it's no accident that Christ is right in the title there. The love of Christ compels us. The focus is on something that we can all be united in, focusing on Jesus, and a renewed commitment of Christians to focus on Christ and the redemption that he's, the salvation that he's won for us. The other thing which the churches in Germany drew upon was the idea of barriers and walls, and they drew very skillfully, I think, on something which is in the memory of most of us very powerfully. Most of us grew up with a world divided between, well, then the Soviet bloc and the West. And one of the great symbols and markers of that division was the wall that split a city in two, the Berlin Wall. And most of us, you know, would have thought, well, that's just the way the world is. It's divided by walls like this. It's got barriers running through it, and we don't think we're ever going to be able to dismantle those barriers. In a way, of course, which is very similar to the barriers and divisions which cut through our Christian world.
And you have this very dramatic symbol, don't you, of a piece of the Berlin Wall as the symbol for this week of prayer.
Exactly. And thinking of the parallels, there are many. You know, that wall divided families. Well, Christian division divides families, and that's a painful reality for some people, just as this wall was for them. And one of the beautiful things that they talk about is the way that prayer was involved in the dismantling of that wall. That people lit candles and put them in their windows as a sign of their hope and their prayer that this division could be dismantled. And that was the thing which really took the government, particularly of East Germany, by surprise. They use a wonderful quote from Horst Sindemann, who said, "We had planned for everything, we were prepared for everything, just not candles and prayers." You know, I mean, that's a wonderful image of division and barriers being brought down by ordinary people doing something which no one can stop them doing, turning to God in their hearts and saying a prayer, lighting a candle. And so that our prayer in this week of prayer for Christian unity is very much modelled on that image of lighting a candle and saying a prayer in the belief that we can undermine these walls, we can bring them down, we can finally put an end to the divisions which separate families and separate us from our brothers and sisters in Christ.
This theme of crossing barriers, of course, is very appropriate to this pontificate in a way that Pope Francis has urged us, perhaps more than any other pope, to have the courage to go beyond our own comfort zones and to reach across seemingly impossible abysses, divides.
That's right. I mean, he's really asking us to reconstruct the architecture of the Christian world, isn't he, and make bridges, not walls. And it's so easy to cut ourselves off from people because we don't know what being in relationship with them might demand of us. And so we feel secure often and content behind our walls. But the challenge that Pope Francis puts out to us is to realise that we have acknowledged we are brothers and sisters in Christ, and therefore we are already in relationship, so we can't ignore these people. We can't put a wall between ourselves and them and say they're on the other side of it. We have nothing to do with them. We have to build a bridge. We have to find a way of engaging with them more, of living the fact that we are brothers and sisters together and one in Christ. So it has lots of resonances with the pontificate of Pope Francis. I think it's a language which he has used, and it's a language which is obviously very pertinent for where we are with Christian unity at the moment.
It's been a momentous year in terms of Anglican-Catholic relations, as well as the, as you mentioned, this joint Lutheran celebration that we saw the Pope participating in Sweden. What perhaps would, for you, be the most significant developments that we can celebrate in this week of prayer for Christian unity?
Well, yes, Pope Francis, you know, his commitment to ecumenism is undoubted. Just look at his diary of last year, all the things that he did. I found very beautiful the commissioning of the Iarchon bishops, Anglican and Catholic bishops working in pairs, because what needs to happen for these barriers to come down is for people all over the world, in dioceses and in parishes, to look at what they can be doing together, to build those bridges there rather than to live behind walls there, to think, well, what are the opportunities we have for living this relationship that we have with the Christians down the road who are our brothers and sisters, and what can we do together? And Pope Francis and Archbishop Welby commissioned these pairs of bishops from 19 different countries, Anglican and Catholics, to work together in a mission to the world, to proclaim their faith together, to give a joint witness to the world, to reach out to the world and its poor and its needy in programs that come to people's aid, those who are vulnerable, those who are marginalized. And most of all, of course, to pray together, to be seen, to celebrate the faith that we share together, to find opportunities and ways where we can do that. And we helped organize that meeting because it's a way of taking the work that we do with our theologians here to different countries, to different dioceses, where bishops will say to their colleagues and say to their clergy and say to their faithful, this is what we need to be doing. These are the areas where we can be collaborating more. And be creative, be thoughtful, think about what the need is in your area and how, working with your brothers and sisters in different churches, you can address that need together ecumenically.